And a little while ago you mentioned something about a candle fly.
Yeah. Butterfly.
What's a candle fly like?
It's all the same thing, candle fly and butterfly.
Uh-huh.
That's just two names to give it.
And insect that has a little light in its tail.
Called a lightning bug?
And an insect that flies around at night and will bite you and make you itch.
Mosquitoes?
Huh?
Mosquitoes, I wish you could take all them back with you.
What about an insect that's supposed to eat mosquitoes? Got a thin body and two pairs of wings. It's got a long beak.
I don't know. What kind of insect is it eating mosquitoes?
Did you ever hear of a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk?
Yeah, I've heard of them. They eat mosquitoes.
Uh-huh. What,
well,
what
did I didn't know that. Yeah, I heard of them.
What'd you hear it called?
Snake doctor.
Uh-huh.
That's all I ever heard was snake doctor.
Did you ever hear a mosquito hawk?
No. Mosquito hawk?
Never heard that?
No, I never heard that. Is that what you call them?
That's what some people call them.
Yeah.
Little tiny.
But I didn't know they eat mosquitoes though.
I think they're supposed to. I don't know if they.
They do.
A tiny red insect that'll get on your skin if you go walking through the woods.
A chigger.
Okay. And.
Tick.
What about something that hops around in the grass?
A grasshopper.
You ever heard that called a hopper grass?
Yeah. It's all the same. We call them grasshoppers.
Who would say hoppergrass?
That's the way they say it. That's the way they say it now, but they used to say grasshopper.
Uh-huh. But yeah. Now they say?
Hoppergrass.
Uh-huh. Which would you say?
The same thing I've been saying, grasshopper.
And what kinds of insects will sting you?
It's a hairy worm that sting you, and it's a stinging scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
It crawled on the ground and got a tail curled up on his back. And when he go crawling, well, he just unroll that tail and
mm-hmm.
He just feels like a knife going down you.
Didn't know they had those around too.
Yeah, they do too. They sure do.
What
yeah.
kind of insects fly around and sting?
Wasps, bees, bumblebees. Honeybees, yellow jackets, red wasps, and black wasps. All of them are stinging.
What about something that builds a nest like this?
That's a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
We call them wasps.
Did you ever hear of a hornet?
Hornet nest?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's all the same. That's what we call it, all the same.
Hornet and wasp are the same thing?
Yeah. The hunters, what we call a hunters, they build their nests in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the wasps build theirs up.
Where do the yellow jackets build their nests?
In the ground.
What about something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
Dirt daubs.
Do they stink?
They can, a little bit, not much. They uh-huh. just, they don't hardly stink. But if you catch him and try to hold him, well, he'll stick you, but it won't sway you like a wasp. And it don't hurt like wasps either.
Uh-huh. If you hadn't cleaned a room in a long time, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a
wasp nest.
Or something.
Dirt dauber nest.
Uh-huh. Something stretched across the corner.
Stretched across the corner?
Maybe that.
Up in the loft?
That a spider might have built. You call it a
spider web?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What if it's outside?
Well, it's still a spider web.
Mm-hmm. And the part of the tree that grows under the ground, those are called the
roots.
Uh